Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the 125 Roller Coaster Challenge Trimmed and Stapled podcast. I'm Paul, and this episode is not going to be for everyone. So pretty much we've been usually doing our park journeys and all that kind of stuff there, talking about the different parks we've gone to this year. But something's come up in about last week, actually probably around the last month or so, where I had people asking me about how I do my videos. And I didn't really think much about it. I'll get a message going, hey, how'd you do this clip? Or how'd you do this? And stuff like that. Or, hey, we noticed you added the montage. How are you doing that? And then I guess it really hit home when I went to Island Water Park with Janine. And we were basically, you know, we were there all day. And I wanted to be there for about 5-6 hours. And when I started pulling out my phone to go through the scripts and things like that, Janine was kind of like, wow, you really have a system here, don't you? And I never really thought much about it. But with this episode, I'm actually going to answer some of the questions that people have said who asked us there. I noticed that Crystal Palace, who is by far one of my favorite channels, definitely check it out. It's Crystal Palace with a K for Crystal there. And she did a behind the scenes where she actually like showed video of how she does her stuff, which I found very interesting because, like I said, it's always great to learn from people who are more successful than you are. And she definitely is kicking my butt. She's got, it's a lot of work. You can tell she does a lot of time, a lot of work. And this weekend I met with some other creators, the Scream Queens I bumped into, and of course, Zero Brie Roll, who I love her stuff too. So a lot of name dropping so far, isn't there? But so what this one's going to go with is we're going to talk about the podcast because we've kind of got this down to a system. And then we're just going to go through the different things and we're going to set up our process. If you're looking for stuff on roller coasters, probably not the episode for you, but let us know in the comments and stuff like that. Make sure if you listen to us on YouTube, you leave comments, you like and subscribe. If you're listening to us on a podcast system there, Apple by far is like our most popular this year. It's weird because for the last couple of years, it's always been kind of Spotify or others. But right now, Apple Podcast seems to be really picking up this channel and things like that. You know, definitely follow us and leave a review, and we answer everything. That's the one thing I pride myself in is you drop a comment, I'm going to get to it and I'm going to answer your question. So, but before we start, it's time for the weekly dispatch here. A couple new things. First of all, if you are a roller coaster fan, you saw that Tony over at Cedar Point was the first rider on Top Thrill 2. So it looks very interesting. I am actually excited to try it out there. You know, it's a multi-launch now. So it's not just launching you out and over the hump and then back down. It's now actually you go halfway up the hump. It looks almost like you go to the top. Almost you roll back, you go up a giant spike, and then you do it again. That's going to be looking forward to riding that this year. Also, I just came back from King's Dominion 2 days ago. Met with the Scream Queens and also the Zero Brie Roll. But the one thing that really shocked me was the amount of construction that they had blocked off at King's Dominion was crazy. Literally, you got to kind of funnel in there to get to Reptilian and Tambili. But also, I thought for sure that the Scrambler was closed, but they actually have a path that you can actually get to the Scrambler there. I cannot pronounce that name. Really, you know, we're hearing a launch B&M wing, but until I see it, you know, there's only one of those right now, Thunderbird. So it'd be great to see that. It'd be something totally new for the area. And I love Thunderbird, but until I see it, I'm not going to believe it. And then last but not least, I stumbled upon this. I don't know how new it is, but I live near Dutch Wonderland. Now, when you have Hershey Park, Knoebels, Dorney Park, and Six Flags Great Adventure, even Sesame Place, really, Dutch Wonderland's never really been on my list, but because I'm trying to get to 60 parks this year, I was looking like, okay, you know what? Let me see what's available with Dutch Wonderland. How bad is it? Am I really going to spend $100 just to go to a kiddie park to film it? And then I noticed that they actually have a Pennsylvania Pass, which is something I'm definitely looking into getting, which actually gives me access to Kennywood, Isle Wild, Dutch Wonderland, and the Sandcastle Water Park. So that's 4 parks. It's about $100, $200, but it might be worth it if I hit Kennywood 2 times this year. Isle Wild was a great park. So all 4 of those parks were parks that were on our target list. So I don't know if you actually have that pass. Let me know how good it is. You know, is it affordable? Is it worth it? Should I get a meal plan, or should I just, see how the summer goes? But that caught my eye there. All right. So we're 5 minutes in. Let's talk about the process that we do for the different aspects of 125. And like I said, this isn't for everybody, but, and this is how I do it. There's other people that do different things and they have a better system. All right. So first of all, let's talk about the podcast. The podcast is literally free range. How I do this podcast is we come up with a topic. And then what I do is write a brief outline. I started doing that right from the beginning just to kind of keep myself focused. As you can tell, I do ramble a lot. So by doing the method with the basic outline, it at least keeps the flow. So really, when we talk about subject, if we're talking about a park trip, especially ones that we did in the past, I actually had not really footage, but I took a lot of pictures when I first started doing the 125 with Devin. And so I would go back through there. I always had the order that we did the coasters because I always did that. And if you check later on today or tomorrow, I'll post the wall, which you're going to find out about the wall in a few minutes. And then also our the coaster charts that I actually have around the house. These are things I did. The coaster chart when I first started was every coaster we did, we put it on pretty much a whiteboard that you get at Staples. But it has every coaster, what number we shot it, and we wrote it and stuff like that. I actually just added one this weekend with the Great Pumpkin Coaster. I finally got the Great Pumpkin Coaster over at King's Dominion, which was one of my white whales because we waited in line for about an hour, hour and 15 minutes. And then when we got there, we were denied able to ride it because you need a small kid. And so for me, it's always been one of those things where I got to get on this ride just because I got rejected from it. But that's the coaster wall, and I'll show you that picture there. And, yeah, so pretty much the podcast is free range. You know, if I have to look up facts, I'll jot down the facts and stuff like that, some stats, if we're talking about a particular coaster and stuff like that. But really, this is a free range forecast. I always aim for 20 minutes. The last three episodes, I definitely went over, so I'm hoping to get this one under 20 minutes. The reason why I picked 20 minutes is that's the average person's drive time is 20 minutes to a half hour. And we figure this podcast, like I said, we just started doing YouTube in 2024 before this podcast was fully on, you know, Podbean, CastBox, Spotify, Audible, and all that. So our mindset was always people could listen to this on their ride home. I'm a huge fan of the guys in the loop, but when they did a podcast, they go for like 2 or 3 hours. And it was just like, I'd have to break that up into 3 or 4 trips. And, I always wanted to do more of a quick hit. So that's why we kind of keep things concise and things like that. So the podcast, to answer your questions, really, it's on the fly. When I have a guest, I'll have questions for like Katie Coasters or a legend from In the Loop or you know, Vince and stuff like that when we did the podcast and stuff like that when we did the video podcast, which we are considering coming back. We're still debating. Basically, when May hits, we take May and June off usually from the podcast, and that's the break for the new season. So I'm thinking for July, we might bring back, make this live again. We had some good reviews. We will try to do it. Heck, I'm sitting in the studio right now, and you can't even see it. I got all this cool coaster stuff, and you don't even get a chance to see it. So this might go to be live again. I'm still debating it, going to figure it out. All right, now let's talk about the videos. All right, so. People have noticed that there's been a lot of kind of changes to some of the videos. And a lot of this is just the growth of the channel. I've gotten better at filming. I've gotten better at the editing process. Am I great? Heck no. Yeah, I still consider myself a C if we were grading. But we have expanded a lot of different things. And if you're familiar with what we do, I kind of break our categories into three different types. Now, the first thing you got to realize is something I realized early on. When I started doing YouTube, I did a lot of research and I love Coaster Studios. I love, basically Crystal Palace and Katie Coasters, the people who are in front of the cameras. And I realized early on here that I liked what In the Loop does. In the Loop, I did not know what Legend really looked like until I met Legend. You know, Hyde and those guys. They're more of a voice, and they take you through the journey as a voice. And that's how I like to be. Yes, you're going to see, every once in a while, you'll see me in a mirror, or you'll see me, you know, in a reflection here or there. But I don't turn the camera towards me. I turn it towards the park, because I believe that you're not there to see me. You know, this might change a little bit if you do more of the live feeds and stuff like that. But really, my videos, the videos that we do for 125, are all about the parks and about the rides and about that kind of stuff. And I really look at myself more as a reference tool than a actual channel. So with that being said, people don't look up 125 Roller Coaster Challenge. They look up Dorney Park, Busch Gardens Tampa, and then our videos are there. So on a few of these, it's kind of changed a little bit with the Art Park Day. We're getting a little bit more personality based. And then, of course, with the trying to get to 125 again this year, we're actually at 25 already. It happened pretty quick. So we might actually do a double or nothing if we get to 125 pretty quick. But with that being said, we have these broken down into three different categories. I call them the one takes, the cuts, and then the produced. So when we do a one take, that's the explorers, the unplugs, the POVs, the spotlights, the shorts. And those are the ones that we basically do for the one takes. Now, why do I call them one takes? I turn the camera on and it goes. There is no script. Now, of course, with the unplugged, we're walking through. We're not saying anything anyway, because we want to kind of give you the feel of the park. Let us know in the comment section, do you like the unplugs? That's the one that I look at and I'm like, that one might not make it into 2025. So I definitely need some feedback on the unplugs. Do you like the we know that people like the commentary. The explorers are by far the most popular videos. And we're actually going to be redoing some explorers of parks that we've already done explorers for. Dorney Park's going to get a new one this year. Six Flags America is going to get a new explorer this year. Hershey Park's going to get a new one this year. And Great Adventure is going to get a new one this year, because there's actually been significant changes to the park since we did it. Six Flags America is getting Steamtown. Hershey Park now has the Wildcats in there now. When you talk about Dorney Park, you got the whole area with Iron Menace and Great Adventure when Flash comes in. So we're actually going to be redoing those. But usually that's how we launch into a park. And what I like about doing the explorers is it's not only unscripted. It's actually, I just walked into the park 9 times out of 10. The first thing I do when I go into a park is the explore. So I'm literally going in blind when we go to Clementon Park, not knowing what is going on with the store. So I really like the explorers, and those aren't scripted. The unplugs and the POVs are basically, here's what we see. The spotlights are kind of unique because they are by far the least popular of the segments. But I like doing those because with a short, I have a time limit of 1 minute and I got to shoot vertical. So if I'm in front of a coaster talking about, well, perfect example, this weekend, you're going to see it soon. I did a short of the VIP lounge at King's Dominion. Well, the whole time I'm rushing because I've got that 1 minute deadline. With a spotlight, I could actually take my time. It might be a 2 minute video. It might be a 3 minute video. It's not going to be a long video, but it's a one take of either El Toro doing a cycle from a different perspective, or us walking through a new store that opened up where we don't have enough stuff to do a full merch video. The merch videos are pretty long. We've done two. We haven't released any yet, but the one is over an hour long. The merch at Six Flags Great Adventure is huge. And that's one of the cuts, and I'll tell you how we do those. But like I said, when we do the spotlight is basically an extended short, because I feel like there's more information that needs to be done. And then of course, shorts are shorts, 1 minute vertical. All those are not scripted at all. There's no context. It is spur of the moment. When I'm looking at my 12th Dippin' Dots at Six Flags Darien Lake, you're finding that 12th one with me. There's no, make sure you mention the Dippin' Dots. It's what I see and it's what I say. And it seems like people like it because they are by far our most popular. All right. So the next group is the, I call them the cuts. Now the cuts are Let's Eat, Let's Play, Merch, Showtime. And now last year we kicked off Our Park Day. And it's funny how Our Park Day came about, but let's talk about for all these. I actually have a thing on my phone. And before I go to the park, I have a wall chart. Yes, I am a total dork. This is not, there is a business plan with this channel here. And I will take a picture of the chart up to date for today. And I will post that on YouTube and, of course, on Instagram to show you how much of a dork I am. So perfect example was King's Dominion. King's Dominion had nothing on the chart. So on this chart, you have the Explorers, the What New, and the Revisited. These are kind of the same thing. Explorers are the first year we go. What's New is the second year we go. Revisited is the third year we go. Because originally I was thinking it's a three-year cycle. So when I did Six Flags America, they got a What's New because it was the second time visiting since we started videoing. When we did Hershey Park, it was a Revisited because it was the third year. So we have that. We have every type of thing on this chart. And then I have it color-coded. So looking at my chart right now, I know at Hershey Park, I did so far this year, we did a Let's Eat. We did an Over Our Park Day. We did a Revisited. We did an Unplugged. We got 10 shorts done. And we also did Must Rides and Making the Grade. So I know that. So when I go to a park like King's Dominion, I put down everything we need to do. And then for things like the cuts, I have an intro, an outro, or second I call it, a mid, and a final. So I got to make sure that while I'm doing a Let's Eat, I'm trying to get all the cuts together for all the different food locations. I also realize I also have to make sure I film these four things. And then when I get back, I literally just put the puzzle together. I mix it up. I make sure halfway through I put a mid intro. I have the intro. I have the, you know, that kind of stuff there. So these are literally, the reason why I call them the cuts is I'm literally cutting 50-second segments, 2-minute segments, maybe a 5-minute segment if I'm going through a big store and going through all the merchandise. And I put it all together. I cut it together, and that's how we put it together. That's what we did a lot with Island and Island Water Park. And that's what really kind of caught Janine's eye was, wow, you really go through this and you have all these segments to put together. The one thing, and you'll notice this with Great Adventure, the one we're going to drop on Friday, sometimes I get ambitious, and I actually did it at King's Dominion. I got a little ambitious and wanted to start doing a Let's Eat, and I knew an hour later there was no way I was going to pull that off successfully, and I actually I just dumped probably 6 segments of Let's Eat because I knew I couldn't get that done. But those are the cuts. The biggest thing new with that is the Our Park Days, which, because we are trying to hit 125 roller coasters this year, kind of give you guys a journey. So it's not just going to be reference. We're also going to be like, all right, you know what? Our name is 125 Roller Coaster Challenge 125. Let's do another 125. So with the Our Park Days, I do go through throughout the day. All right, this is what we rode so far. This is what we're going to next. This is what the mindset is. And people are liking it. We're getting a great response on the Our Park Day. So I notice our subscriber count's going up because I think people are now invested in the journey and a little bit in us. Like I said, I don't look at us as a personality. I look at us more like a reference tool. But because of us trying to get to 125 coasters and 60 parks, the 60 parks is going to be more of a challenge this year. Full disclosure, I tried 50 last year, did not get close. This year, I've got 70 parks that I think I can hit. So, and every weekend and every week when things are open, I'm trying to knock out a few. Right now, we're at 25 coasters and I think 8 parks. So we definitely need to pick up the parks and stuff like that. But that is what's new there. And last but not least is the produced videos, which are the Must Rides, Making the Grade, Helpful Hints, and, believe it or not, Focus On, even though we have yet to actually drop a Focus On. Must Rides, the concept with Must Rides is if you have one day at the park, what must you do to make that a successful day? Making the Grades is kind of, for lack of a better word, it's kind of, instead of ranking coasters by this one's better than this one, The making the grade is more like if we are at the park, A, coasters are ones we got to get on, like Wildcat's Revenge. B is we're going to try to get on it. C is, okay, you know, if there's a manageable line, we'll get on it. D is no line, we'll walk on it. And F is, or E, you know, some people don't like F because, you know, well, it's not a failure of a coaster. So E or F, that is basically a one and done. I get the credit. I'm never riding it again. So that's what that concept is. Helpful hint. We launched that with Knoebels and we got a great response on that. So that's, we're looking at Hershey Park doing that one next. And Focus On is supposed to be the park review, just a solo thing on the parks. Now, if you're watching our channel, we also have the Showdown series, which is comparing two parks. We also have Coaster Clash, which is comparing two roller coasters. And then Simply the Best is, we did that, started with the podcast, but we're looking to actually expand Simply the Best into a ranking of GCI coasters, a ranking of, you know, flying coasters and stuff like that. And those are in the works. So why don't we see those much? Well, that process is pretty brutal. I actually sit... Sorry about that. I forgot to shut off my phone. But the main reason why these really are tough is because the process is so long. I literally have to write the script. Then I have to voice over the script. And then, you know, after a while, you kind of get yourself into that thing where you become a perfectionist. So you edit the script, the voiceover. Then you got to find all the clips and then come together. It's a process that takes me 2 or 3 days when I'm flowing. I don't know how these guys do these things as quickly as they do. So that's why those aren't as prominent, especially this time of year, because it's so much easier for me to go to a park and knock out four, five, six different videos than it is for me to actually sit down and write the script and stuff like that. But usually when things start slowing down in the winter, those are going to become more and more. But that is basically the process. Like I said, it's interesting when people see me actually at the parks and what I'm actually doing to do these videos. But you know what? I love what we do. We love the response. We're closing on 2,400 subscribers. My goal is 5,000 by the end of the year. And, we're, you know, the work's getting better. One of the biggest things I really like what we started doing is, and it's all because of Janine, which I think is hilarious. When we did our park days, the clips were kind of just, you know, when you do a merch, it flows into the next, it flows into the next. But when it was our park day, it was kind of like, here I am now. And then like an hour later, okay, here's what we did. And I'm like, you know, this kind of seemed raw. And then Janine did all these little clips when I was filming my main stuff. And she gave me all these clips. I'm like, well, what am I going to do with these? And that's when we came up with the montage. And it's funny, we've been getting a lot of positive feedback on the montage where I do maybe 15, 20, 30 seconds of music with clips go in there so it flows better. And that was 100% Janine because she gave me those extra clips. So things are always growing. Things are always changing. If you have ideas for what you want to see on the channel, totally open to that. Definitely love new ideas. Unplugged became a reality because I'm assuming it was an older lady who sent a long comment on the Busch Gardens Williamsburg video saying, I really liked the video. However, I'd rather just hear the sounds of the park than to hear you talking the entire time. And after I got done crying, because that was kind of brutal, I thought, you know what? That might be a, let's see if there's other people out there who just want to listen to the park. Now, of course, the funny thing is when I do a Six Flags park, I'm always dealing with copyright issues because Six Flags loves to blare their music. So I always have to deal with that. But so that's a process there. Any questions you guys have, anything you guys are interested in, this channel is for you. I'm just the voice. I am the guy walking through the park, showing you things that pique my interest. But really, we do this channel for you because, you know, I remember when I first started out on roller coasters and amusement parks, In the Loop was invaluable to me, giving me a heads up of what the floor plan looked at before we went to these parks. And that's what I want to do for others. But this week, we got a lot of different things coming up here. After we get done launching this tonight, we're going to actually drop a spotlight on El Toro. Then tomorrow, what's new at King's Dominion? We all know about Project 305. We all know about the VIP lounge. But there's actually a few other things that we found. So that's what I always love is I really kind of talk to a lot of people when I do those. And I find out there's a food location that got a total revamp that nobody, when I was looking at other videos, nobody even mentioned it. So that was great there. Then on Thursday, we're going to drop two shorts. Then on Friday, we are doing Art Park Day at Six Flags Great Adventure, which is great because you actually will see the process of my mindset of the day when I went in there wanted to do merch, let's eat, and let's play, and only two out of the three made it. And it's a kind of an interesting insight on that. On Saturday, we're going to drop Let's Play at Lucky Snake Arcade. Yes, I promised that this week, but Six Flags America kind of jumped on that. So we're going to do that one on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we are going to be dropping our park day over at King's Dominion, a park fit for a king. We actually had some video of Zero Brie Roll and the Screen Queens, who I bumped into at the end of the day. So once again, guys, thank you so much for listening. We're at the 26, 27 minute mark. That's great. I like to keep it under 30. And on Friday, we're also going to be letting you guys vote on the next podcast. We are going to the end of the month, and then we're going to be taking a little bit of a hiatus. But once again, like and subscribe if you're on Facebook, and make sure you subscribe so you can watch us ride all the way to 125.